This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
A perfect game for David Cone. The third time works like a charm. It is the third perfect game in Yankee Stadium history. Don Larson in 56, David Wells in 98, David Cone in 99, 27 up, 27 down. David Cone has attained baseball immortality.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. It is now 3:03. You know what that means. At 3 o'clock, what do? We try and find a better option for the New York Jets than Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, because they didn't believe in him. They felt like it was best to just move on, rip it off like a Band-Aid, in favor of culture, in favor of accountability. So every day at 3 o'clock until maybe today, this might be the last spin of the wheel. If we find out where the Jets are going to go, if the Jets sign a veteran quarterback, this could be the very last spin of the wheel, because once they make a decision, that would be pointless, wouldn't it? So right here, for possibly the very last time on a Monday morning, on March, what is today, the 10th? March 10th, here we go, for possibly the final time, we spin the wheel of quarterbacks.
Wentz takes the snap. He steps up, firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown! Matthews! Jordan Matthews! A 19-yard strike! The first NFL touchdown pass by Carson Wentz! What a start!
It is 3rd and 4. Wentz under center. Wentz fakes, rolls, looks, fires. Touchdown! Alshon Jeffrey! The 4th touchdown pass by Carson Wentz today.
Wentz back again. He's looking. He pumps. Still looking. He fires. And it is caught. Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but he somehow threaded a needle.
Aaron, what do you know?
Well, Joe, as you can see, when Carson Wentz was trying to run into the sideline, his legs were tangled up underneath him. He then went over here to the blue followed him back into the locker room. Eagles are reporting it is a left knee injury. He is done for today. We do not know the severity of the knee injury, but I can tell you, as I was standing back by that Eagles locker room, all the support staff that was back there with Carson Wentz all walked out just shaking their heads, Joe.
One of the bright stars of the league, and hopefully he'll be able to bounce back. Right now, this game belongs to Nick Foles.
Foles running up and down the line. It's a direct snap, and it goes to Clement, who gives it off to Burton, the tight end, who then throws in the end zone. Touchdown! Foles caught the ball on a by the tight end!
From the 25 now. Wentz off the fake. Looking around. Taken down. A yard back of the line of scrimmage. Meanwhile, look at this. Carson Wentz, who went to the medical tent, is going to the locker room.
Yeah, heard again in 2020 wildcard game. Carson Wentz, he threw in a couple of... That's the first time in the Wheel of Quarterbacks we've heard highlights from another player. As obviously, famously, Carson Wentz goes down in 2017 as he was having an unbelievable season, by far the best season of his career, was on his way to winning possibly the NFL MVP. He was 11-2 for that Eagles team before going down, had thrown 33 touchdown passes in those 13 games already. Really was just led the league in QBR rating. Like, having a great year. And then Nick Foles took over that team and went on to win the Super Bowl, and it was never the same for Carson Wentz. And look, he obviously has the knee injury there. He gets hurt in the 2020 wild card game. We have not seen, or 2021 wild card game, I think. Or maybe it was 20, just in January of 20, right? That makes sense. Because I'm looking at the seasons here. In 2019, they won, they went 9-7.
Yeah, it was the 2019 season, January of 2020.
Correct, January of 2020. I mean, over the last handful of years, I mean, you're talking about he's made, after that injury, he made 11 starts. Then he made a full season. They went 9-7 and made the playoffs. Then he went 3-8-1. Then for Indianapolis, he went 9-8 in 17 starts. He's only started 8 games. In 2022, he started in 7 games. He was 2-5 in those 7 games. Pitiful with Washington. With the Rams, he started 1 game. And with Kansas City, he only started 1 game. So, I mean, you're talking about a quarterback who hasn't started a full season since 2021. A quarterback who's had 2 injuries. A quarterback who had his moments, but ultimately, I mean, you remember when he came back. You remember his rookie year was atrocious, but that's not uncommon. Then he came back and was just all over the place. He was completely inconsistent. So many throws sailed. He threw, you know, he led the league in interceptions in 2020. He had 14 interceptions as a rookie. He just is not the quarterback I'm looking at. Now, look, he's linked to him. I mean, this is a real possibility. If they do not get Justin Fields, Carson Wentz is a legitimate option for the New York Jets. I mean, but this is a guy who's been a backup. Now, listen, he learned under Andy Reid. He was with the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe that's kind of rubbed off on him. I just don't see it as a major option. I mean, this guy has not played, and he stunk. The last time we saw him, he was awful. He was awful. He goes down on a good year, the backup quarterback, and not to knock him because he was playing great, but that team was good enough to go and beat the New England Patriots, the dynasty New England Patriots, with the backup quarterback. That was a super talented team. Philadelphia's been good for a long time now. And Carson Wentz was along for the ride. Carson Wentz was terrible when he came back. Carson Wentz is not the future of the New York Jets. What's Carson Wentz for this team this year? Are you telling me, Aaron Glenn, that you're going to win this year and you're going to give me Carson Wentz as some sort of guarantee, a guy who hasn't played more than 7 games in the last 4 years, a guy who's been injured twice in his career, one a major injury, a knee injury. This is the guy who's going to win for you right now? I find it very hard to believe. I just don't. I mean, if you're telling me the option of Carson Wentz or Aaron Rodgers, well, let's find out. What's the final verdict?
This guy sucks.
Yeah, this guy sucks. I just don't see Carson Wentz as a legitimate option for the New York Jets, although it sounds like he very well could be. I mean, this is what we're talking about, Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is an option for the New York Jets if they do not land Justin Fields. Like, I don't know about you. Are you excited if Carson Wentz is the quarterback of the New York Jets? Like someone just downplayed Shedeur Sanders. Right? And I get it. You don't love him. You know, wasn't great in the bowl game, blah, blah, whatever you want to say. When not the arm strength, isn't an elite prospect, blah, blah, whatever. This is a guy who, at the combine, I was just talking about, some people might find it brash, some people might find it cocky. This is a guy who stood there in front of the media and said, if you're not looking for a culture change, I mean, and who aren't... The Jets are shaping their franchise around culture change. If you're not looking for a culture change, don't pick me. I mean, he embraces the idea of taking a bad team and changing it like he did in college at two different schools. He embraces the idea. He knows he can do it. He's done it. And he comes off as brash and he comes off as someone confident. But let me ask you a question. I mean, Fleeks was just talking about it. He made good points. Look at the last two quarterbacks the Jets have had. Have you felt like they felt confident they could turn things around? Did Zach Wilson exude confidence? I wish Zach Wilson was a little bit more cocky. When did Zach Wilson ever have the confidence to stand in front of the media and say, this is my team, I'm going to transform this thing around? What do you ever say other than, you know, throw teammates under the bus? What do you ever do? Sam Darnold, right? I remember he was in here with CMB, I believe, when I was working with CMB. Seemed like a confident kid, said, you know, had the, you know, Rose Bowl game his junior year and everything, was confident that he can come here to New York. But honestly, once it happened, did he exude confidence in any way? I mean, he's the guy who saw ghosts. He's the opposite of confidence. Right now, that's his main issue. You know he can throw touchdown passes. He threw 35 this year. You know he can throw the football up and down the field. You know he can win games even. Look what he just did in Minnesota. But when it's on the line, when the stakes are at their highest, there is zero confidence from Sam Darnold. And once he loses it, it's lost. There's no refining it in any game. There's really no refining it the rest of the season. And so, yeah, you know what? Maybe for the Jets, a young, brash, confident, cocky kid who's just stupid enough to think he could turn around this franchise is exactly what they need. Maybe that's exactly what they need. Or, you know, maybe they needed a 32-year-old veteran quarterback who hasn't been good in 6 years. I don't know. Maybe that's what they need. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's Carson Wentz. Maybe Carson Wentz is exactly what they need. A 32-year-old vet who's been a backup for a handful of years, who has started two games in the last 2 years and has started nine in the last four. Maybe that's what we should. That's what they need. That's what they need. This guy stinks. But take my word for it. Let's find out if he has all the attributes that the Jets are looking for. Aaron Glenn, what are we looking for again?
Listen, I look for guys that love football. I look for guys that are highly competitive. And I look for guys that endear themselves to their teammates. We're looking for smart, tough, aggressive, and resilient players.
Yeah. I don't know if Carson Wentz fits those, to be honest with you. I mean, he's had issues with teammates. Watching him play football, I never got the idea that he was a field general out there. I don't want to call him stupid because that's unfair. But a smart, heady quarterback, I never got that impression watching him play. Tough and resilient? I mean, I can't call him not tough, but let's just call that one a wash. Sure, he's tough. He's not a winner. He's not overly smart, or I don't view him as that as a starting quarterback. He hasn't been able to endear himself to teammates. I mean, I'm sure, you know, Kansas City loves him, sure, as the backup quarterback. Everybody loves the backup quarterback. But that's your options. That's as good. What else do we got?
You're not looking forward to the mini camp and training camp tweets about rep for rep who looks better, Tyrod Taylor or Carson Wentz?
Yep. Perfect. You're right. You're right. And here's you want to know a clue? Tyrod Taylor's going to look better. There's no doubt. Tyrod Taylor's going to throw the ball better. I have no doubt. I have no doubt. If that's a battle between Tyrod Taylor and Carson Wentz for the quarterback position, I bet you Tyrod Taylor would win it. What's the point of bringing him in? What's the point of bringing in Carson Wentz? 888-808-1019. Maybe the last time we spin the wheel of quarterback. I don't know if I'm like...
Do you think it will be your prediction? Because we know Brett and Eddie are looking to kill you on a prediction, so let's make one.
Yeah. No. No, I think we do tomorrow. I think we do tomorrow. Because there's so many other spinning wheels. Like, you'd have to know... Like... I don't think they would rush to sign Carson Wentz. You're going to have to find out. I mean, if it's...
If it's yes, it's Justin Fields, that, right?
Thank you. That's what, like, I was just trying to get the words out of my mouth. If it's yes, it's Justin Fields. If it's not Justin Fields, I think we do it again tomorrow. I don't think we'll find out tomorrow that it's Carson Wentz. I don't think we'll find out tomorrow. Because right now, like, what's the... You've got Tyrod Taylor. Like, I don't... Like, if it's... I don't think if it's Russell Wilson we would find out, like, or anybody else like that. I just think if it's the guy it sounds like they want to go get Justin Fields. If it's Justin Fields, we will find out tomorrow. I think we will find out Justin Fields' future tomorrow. He will either be a Pittsburgh Steeler or a New York Jet, and we'll probably find that out tomorrow. The other dominoes off of that, I don't know. But I'm pulling for Aaron Rodgers as a New York Giant I can't take all this bad news. All right, I just can't take it all. I can't lose Luis Hill, Giancarlo Stanton, and now Gerrit Cole and Aaron Rodgers pretty much all in one day, because we'll find out probably the fate of Cole either today or tomorrow on Tuesday. So it would either way, if we find out tomorrow Aaron Rodgers is leaving, on back-to-back days, I know I'm going to lose these two players. And I don't even have Aaron Rodgers, and I'm going to feel like I lost them because it felt like a lock. It felt like, I don't know who else would be interested. He gives them a lot. Now all of a sudden it's like he could be in Pittsburgh. He could be in Minnesota. I don't know if I could take all this losing. Plus, and then the weekend that the Rangers just had. Oh my God, what an embarrassment. I mean, they had a rough, it's not over, but they had a rough weekend, man. They had a rough weekend. And I saw, I give them credit when I see things. So I feel like I have to. I saw Mirage say something that I kind of was thinking as well. That's a huge game for the New York Rangers. Columbus last night is a huge game for the New York Rangers. Huge. Why is your $11.5 million goalie not in that? I know. I know he just played. But... like, to me, I need my best goalie in there. And he's not been as good as he was last year, Quick. I mean, he's still a solid backup goalie. But, like, I got to have my guy. I'm paying him $11.5 million. I know he played the night before. I don't care. I know they're playing a bunch of games in a short stretch here. I don't care. That's a huge game. You're coming off an overtime loss. And you're playing a team that's ahead of you in the wild card standings. You played back-to-back nights against the Ottawa Senators and the Columbus Blue Jackets, the two teams ahead of you in the wild card standings. They are now, the Rangers are 2 points behind Columbus. The Rangers have lost three games in a row. They're two games behind Columbus, 2 points rather, behind Columbus. They're a point behind Ottawa. Ottawa has two games in hand. Columbus has one. They're 2 points ahead of Detroit, and Detroit has a game in hand over the Rangers. The Bruins, you know, and making trades. They're not trying to chase it. The Islanders, same thing. So, I mean, they're right there. Those are two huge games, and they lose a tough battle against Ottawa on Saturday night, and you come back on Sunday, and you don't play your best goalie? You don't play Igor? I'm sorry. Igor's got to be out there. He's got to be out there. And then the game, I mean, and not that Quick was necessarily the reason, some defensive, you know, letdowns, but to come back, they're down 3-1, and on the same PK, they get two shorthanded goals, including a pretty one between Zibanejad and Kreider, to tie it at 3. They give up a goal late in the second, and it just completely falls apart on them. They give up two goals late in the second. I mean, this team, and Lafreniere has been, you know, he made strides last year. He has not had the same season. Trocheck, not the same season. Obviously, Zibanejad has been good the last 2 or 3 weeks, but has had a miserable start to his season. Panarin hasn't been as good. Igor has been up and down. Like, it's just... And those two games right now, look, they still have, they've played 64, so they have another 18 games to play. And they're only, you know, a point behind Ottawa. So they are in this thing, but it does not feel like a winning team right now. It just doesn't. And this weekend was brutal for them. They needed at least, you know, 1 point isn't enough. 1 point isn't enough out of those two games. And then it got ugly yesterday. Just an ugly, ugly weekend for the New York Rangers. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Steven in Dutchess County. What's up, Steve?
What's going on? How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I want to talk about the Yankees with Gerrit Cole going down, mate.
Yes.
Hey, what about a suggestion over here with Trevor Bauer coming over here? I know he's a little bit of a problem, but what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, look, every time, you know, this is, and I'm going to let you go, Steve, just because a lot of background noise, buddy. I know we get this every time a pitcher goes down, we get the, you know, the Trevor Bauer situation. I don't know how many times I could say it. No one in baseball is taking a chance. No one. No one. One, I'm not even sure. I mean, look, is he a good pitcher yet? Does he come here and, you know, replace Cole? Is he the second best starter in the staff? I mean, people can say that. He hasn't pitched in Major League Baseball in a long time. I have no idea. I have no idea. Now, he's been a talented pitcher, and he was excellent the last time we saw him in Major League Baseball. He was good for the Dodgers before everything went down. And I understand, and I'm a pro second chance guy. There's been some, you know, evidence that has come out that has shown the, you know, some of his innocence, or that, you know, there's evidence that this woman was out to get him or whatever. They did a full investigation, MLB Baseball. And my understanding is, and it's just rumors, I don't know this to be a fact. My understanding is that the internal investigation, Major League Baseball, one, he has no friends, right? Let's just, he has no friends. He's got no one in his corner in Major League Baseball. His teammates didn't like him. He is complete. He has zero allies in Major League Baseball. Zero. And the word on the street is that the MLB investigation that they did was more than just this one incident where he has text messages and proof in his mind, proof that at the very least, which is fair, at the very least, it looks like not a situation as it was first presented. That's at least the most fair way to say it. He thinks he's vindicated, whatever the case may be. MLB investigation, word on the street is, found a bunch of different instances, and they believe if he would ever come to Major League Baseball, it would eventually come out and be a black eye on the league, on whatever team he's with. Nobody wants the headache. Nobody's doing it. The Yankees are not the only team that need a starting pitcher. He will be dirt cheap. He'll take minimum, league minimum, to get back in Major League Baseball. Every team can use that. Every single team, other than maybe the Dodgers. He's not coming back, and we can't continue to do this. If he gets signed by someone, we'll talk about it. But every time a pitcher goes down, we can't talk about what about this, what, you know, what about Trevor Bauer? Like, it's not going to happen. Now, there's other options. There's still, Lance Lynn is still a free agent. During the break, I'll bring up the list of free agents. Lance Lynn is still a free agent. Sexto Sanchez, former big-time prospect of the Marlins, who, you know, never came to fruition but was like a legitimate top prospect in baseball. He's out there. Gibson, former pitcher of Minnesota, is out there. There's a couple of free agent guys still lingering. There'll still be rumors about maybe Montgomery, right, to take on that bad contract. Now, that's a big money item. That's a big ticket item that I don't know if the Yankees are willing to take on, but Arizona, it didn't work there. He'd be willing to move on. Montgomery's someone who's been here, someone who, you know, has pitched well here, had his issues with how they wanted him to pitch and how many breaking balls they wanted him to throw, but I think that would be something they'd be able to work out now. You know, everyone's going to give you Alcantara from Alcantara or Alcantara. I don't know. I've heard it both ways. With Miami, obviously big-time pitcher, had a down year, but is ultimately extremely talented. I don't know if, like, these are what you're going to hear. Like, I wouldn't expect them to make a big move, honestly. I think they're going to go into the season with the team as is. I'd rather see them have a make a move with a bat. Right now, they still have an ace in Max Fried. I don't think anyone doubts his ability. It's just his ability to stay healthy. But when on the mound, he's one of the best handful of starting pitchers in baseball. That's just what he's been for the last 4 years. When on the mound, he is one of the best handful of starting pitchers in baseball. He's got the best ERA in Major League Baseball since 2020. So they still have an ace. Carlos Rodon, to me, is overpaid and is untrustworthy in the big game, but over the course of the regular season, he's still a pretty damn good starting pitcher. Clark Schmidt is Mr. Reliable. Almost every start is 5 or 6 innings, 2 or 3 runs. And then you've got Stroman, you've got obviously Carrasco, and you've got Will Warren, who I think has looked excellent and has been really the big surprise of camp in spring. Stuart in Brooklyn. What's up, Stu?
Again with the arm. Right, Chris? Let's get serious. It was there last year. He just battled through it, and now it comes to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
This spring, right? So what do we do? And with Stanton, he's going to be out probably the whole year because that's the way things work with him. His injury.
Well, he hasn't missed the whole year yet, so it's really not how things work with him.
There's always a first time, right?
Well, I know, but I'm just saying you can't say it's how things work with him because they really don't. He does come back and play.
Yeah, well, hopefully he can come back and play.
Yeah.
With Cole, and now Clark Schmidt has a back issue, and Luis Gil's going to be out for 3-plus months.
Yeah.
And where do we stand?
No, I mean, I still think they're
very concerning.
Oh, it's very concerning. I mean, I still think they're a playoff team, but the idea that they're the best team in the American League, like we've been saying a bunch, Stu, yeah, that takes a major hit. Now, Clark Schmidt's back doesn't seem to be an issue. They're going to keep him back as they head north to make one more, minor league start or one more whatever start, you know, fake start, whatever it is, and then he should be ready to go for game 6 of the season. So he's going to start the year. I mean, it's really not that big a deal. They have a bunch of days off in a row. You might not even, miss him in the rotation necessarily. So that's not that big a deal. He should be healthy and ready to go, as far as I know. But, yeah, he had a little bit of a back thing pop up in spring training, but he should be ready to go. Luis Gil is going to be gone for at least 3 months, I think. The idea that, end of May, early June, which is what you're hearing, I would be shocked if it's not July. Shocked. So you got that, and then we don't know for sure yet. That's what, we don't know Cole just yet. Reports are it's Tommy John. That he's going to need Tommy John, he's going for a second opinion. He told us, Cashman told us, second opinion, I'm prepared for the worst, but we're hoping. I'm still hopeful. I'm staying positive while we look for a second opinion. It's bad. It's significant. It's most likely Tommy John, as Jim Bowden reported, that's the rumor. That the initial report from the doctor was that Tommy John is necessary and they're looking for secondary options to see if they can get away with not having Tommy John. But he's going to be gone for a long time either way and most likely the entire season. And that hurts them, there's no doubt. This is a devastating injury to the New York Yankees. But it is not, to me, like there's a lot of ramifications about it. To me, it's more on they need to still improve the offense. The Yankees have managed to find ways to get good starting pitching. Like last year, the starting pitching was good at the start of the year without Cole. We were in the same boat last year. Nobody knew what Luis Gil was. Nobody knew who he was. Like now you go, not the same boat. Luis Gil was there last year. We didn't know what Luis Gil was. Maybe we'll say the same. Maybe Will Warren will step up and be this year's Luis Gil. I don't know. But the New York Yankees have done, we have our issues with not spending enough money, passing on big-time free agents, not developing enough, even starting pitchers, developing career, like excellent starting pitchers, or developing hitters. I get it. Like all the issues we have with the New York Yankees are fair, right? The one thing they do is they're able to get good performances from guys you wouldn't expect it. And right now, I do believe their bullpen is good. They've got some guys coming back that should make it longer. Right now, the back end of the bullpen is excellent. They're going to have to get a little bit better in the middle of the bullpen because the rotation's not going to give you a ton of innings. Carrasco's not going deep into games. Stroman's not going deep into games. I think that Schmidt has the ability to go deep into games, but I'm not at the point where I trust him to do it on a regular basis just yet. And Max Fried, who was injured a lot of the year last year, is just, you know, starting his Yankee career. I could see that, you know, kind of easing his way into it as well. So the bullpen's going to be extremely important. But to me, when they lose, when this team doesn't succeed, it's because of offense. The only time they haven't made the playoffs in the Judge and Boone era is when, in 23, when the team wasn't good enough and Judge went down for a long period of time. That's it. If Judge is healthy, they will make the playoffs. And they have the rest of spring and up until the trade deadline to improve the offense, maybe get another starting pitcher, maybe get another bullpen guy, whatever. They're going to have to. This team, as presently constituted, probably isn't good enough to win a championship. Now, again, you never know. That's, you know, I still believe that. On any given seven-game series, they could win if Judge goes off, but that's part of it. Like, you need your best players to play. But anyway, they'll need to improve this roster. They have time to do it. But in an American League that's a little bit weak, in a division that nobody else really helped themselves other than the Boston Red Sox, an American League where most of the best players left for the National League, like, I just think that this is still a very solid team. I no longer look at them as the clear-cut favorites in the American League. I no longer look at that rotation as dynamic and the strength of the team. But I still view them, as long as Judge is healthy, as a playoff team. And it's just a matter of them putting together the rest of this roster at the trade deadline. Or now. And it's just a matter of whether or not the owner is going to spend the money. Because we could talk all day about $300 million should be enough. It should be. In a perfect world, it should be. Yell at Brian Cashman. I don't know. Do what you got to do. Put him in timeout for a while. But that doesn't change the fact that right now your $304 million payroll isn't enough. It's not good enough to make a World Series team. And the idea that spending more money wouldn't necessarily guarantee to help you is stupid. It will help you. Go spend more money. He has to. He has to.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
A high pop-up. He's going to do it. At shortstop, Jeter. Jeter on the outfield grass makes the catch. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. And Doc Gooden pitches a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, 339, McMonagle here with you, 888-808-1019. Yesterday was daylight savings. We sprung ahead. I hate that. I can't afford to lose an hour. Can't do it. Can't afford, even on a Sunday, it doesn't matter. Can't afford to lose an hour. I need all those hours. I need every bit of sleep I can get. And so, because they're just, you know. And again, they're more into wrestling than ever. I don't know what happened. Such a weird turnaround. For months, they laid low. I don't know if it was the football season. Whatever it was. My older son, Tommy, laid low on the wrestling. And now we are back with a vengeance. And my knee is all killing me because they were wrestling. I have to have a match. I told you I had to keep him from beating me up all day, every day. I come up with like the idea that we'll have a championship match on Friday, and then we talk it up and we kind of like trash talk each other and get ready for Friday, because I can't have them beat me up, because they beat me up, man. They are crazy. They don't understand how to play. Like, you know, you can't just, you know, hit me in the back of the head when I'm not looking. Like, there's gotta be a level of understanding of what wrestling is. They don't get it. So we had a championship match on Friday. I'm losing. They wake up early in the morning. They want to wrestle first thing in the morning lately. Crazy. We can't go outside. That's why. Today we did a little bit. We went outside and I worked on some hitting drills with them. But it was so cold all of the week they were off. We just stayed in home and he beat me up and my knee is sore. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. Let's go to Steve in Brooklyn. What's up, Steve?
What's up, Chris? I have a few Yankee points, but yeah. I do want to say first about the Rangers real quick.
Yes.
I'm a Ranger, Yankee, Knicks, Jets fan, and I got to say, this is one of the most hated teams that I've watched in terms of expectations going into the season, on the play that I'm watching, the fight, the desire. It's just been an ugly, ugly season. And I would love to know, if in this segment, maybe where this would rank among, like, you know, the century teams from New York that had expectations and has totally crapped the bet.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, they were the President's Trophy winner last year. I think everyone knew that they were a team that would continue to, unless things change, would have a issue in the postseason and in the playoffs, that the style of play doesn't lend itself to getting through these tough, grueling 7-game series against physical, tougher teams. But nobody I would have bet anything they're a playoff team. Like, that was without question. And so far right now, they're battling for it, and it's been ugly, and they went through a stretch of just listless, lifeless, ugly hockey. Some of the players you were hoping to have a step, like Lafreniere, you thought he was going to build on last year. And he's just been, yeah, I think he had, what was he, had 4 goals in the last 2 months? Like, it's just awful, man. It's been terrible.
Yeah, it's been really tough. So, Yankee-wise, a couple points. First thing, my immediate thought with the Cole stuff is that it goes back to 2020, last season, last offseason, last trade deadline. Soto's in the building for 1 year and 1 year only guaranteed. Cole's shoulder, you know, Cole's elbow, obviously, based on the spring training injury that he had last season going into the year, you know, it's kind of being held together by Band-Aids and bubble gum.
It was a nerve issue. It wasn't even like a ligament issue. It wasn't like, yeah, it's a slight tear in the UCL. It was a nerve thing. I don't know why everyone thinks, like, I understand he got hurt now, so it's easy to say. But the idea that his, like, elbow was held together with duct tape when he was throwing, you know, 99 miles an hour in the World Series, I don't know. He's hurt now, so I can't.
I know, but it was a
nerve thing. Like, I get it. Believe me, I get it. They knew that his elbow was that his physical ability or that his injury history could pop up again. That's why they went out and got Max Fried. I just think it's a bit much to say they knew it was, like, held together with duct tape. I think that's a bit much.
That's fair. So me and you, I mean, especially you gave Hal a lot of credit back during the Soto sweepstakes and some of the stuff he said. And I thought it was telling what he was saying, and I honestly put some stock into it. But now, I mean, like you're saying, they're a bat or two short.
Yep.
And how I was trying to say a minute ago, this goes back to last offseason, last trade deadline. You have Soto in the building for 1 year guaranteed. You have Judge in his prime, Cole in his prime, Stanton still kind of, you know, Stanton. And you add only Mark Leiter and Jazz Chisholm at the deadline, and your only other winter acquisition is Marcus Stroman. I mean, that is so disappointing. I don't care what the payroll was.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my only thought during this. That's my main thought during this whole situation and this team. Look at this team, because obviously they're about too short, like we're saying. And I was thinking for the last couple of weeks, we're looking maybe at like a 2023 redux. Now I'm thinking we might be looking at 2013 all over again with this team.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they're a playoff team. I still think they're a playoff team. As long as Judge is healthy, I still think they're a playoff team. They've found ways. We're just assuming that Bellinger's not good. We're just assuming Goldschmidt's not good. We're just assuming Dominguez isn't gonna hit. We're just gonna, like, you know, a lot of those things. Like, look around the league. I agree with you that right now they don't have. You don't look at them and go best team in the American League. You don't look at them and say, all right, they're, you know, a favorite to get back to the World Series, or they're one of the team, they're a favorite to win the World Series. I get it, and that's what we want from our New York Yankees. I understand it. And last year was disappointing. I don't think it was, you know, I don't think some of the, I think it was fair, the moniker that became of not all in last year when it should have been all in. I think the trade deadline's tough. I think Jazz was the best offensive player who moved. Now, again, we all said that. We all agree with that. We all wanted Jazz. Jazz was the best offensive player at the trade deadline that moved, but then Tommy Edmonds becomes the NLCS MVP. Like, I mean, that's just how it works. Like, if the Yankees got Tommy Edmonds instead of Jazz Chisholm, everyone would have been screaming. And he ended up having the great NLCS and being great for the Dodgers. Now, I think the deadline, they did about, you know, I don't know how much more we wanted them to do at the deadline necessarily. You could have added more bats, but not a lot of bats moved. Like, it's not like a lot of trades happen. The deadline is very, very difficult to make impact like it used to be. It's just harder. More teams are involved, less teams want to sell. Like, it's been that way since the new format. It's more difficult. Now, in the offseason, yeah, I agree with you. I wasn't happy with just getting Stroman as the only other piece. I don't disagree. But that doesn't change what this year is, right? This year they had to pivot after losing Juan Soto. And they pivoted to defense and pitching. And right now the pitching isn't as good with the two injuries to Luis Gil and now Gerrit Cole. And we still don't know what the Gerrit Cole injuries is. We'll find out. But I still think they're a playoff team, and I think offensively they need the bat more than they need the pitching. I have confidence in them to pitch. They pitch. They always do. The pitching is never something that is the real reason. It comes and goes. There's better, there's worse. I'm not saying that I expect them to dominate pitching-wise, but they'll pitch well enough where if they can hit and Judge can be Judge, they'll make the playoffs in this American League. Look up and down. Like, again, look inside the division. Right now, starting rotation. Does Toronto have a better rotation? No, it does not. Does Baltimore have a better rotation? No, it does not. Boston might have a better rotation right now. We Crochet at the top, and we'll see. You know, Walker Buehler hasn't been able to stay healthy, but if he does, Walker Buehler can be a very good pitcher. You know, they've got some, and you could argue that they have a better rotation right now than the New York Yankees. Then who else? Like Seattle? That's about it. without Cole and without Heal, they still, and Heal's coming back at some point, at least we hope. I guess I wouldn't take anything for granted, but still, it's one of the better rotations. It's still, in my mind, the best back end of the bullpen in the American League, and they still have the best hitter in the American League. And Bellinger's a good player, and Goldschmidt's a good player. They're not, you know, world beaters. They're not Juan Soto. I agree. Juan Soto was better. I wish they had Juan Soto. They don't. But the offense still has an opportunity to be fairly good. They still have good pitching. I still think they're a playoff team. I just don't look at them the same as the clear-cut best team in the American League. That's what they were heading into the season. That's what they still were after the Stanton injury. I still even viewed them as such after the Luis Gil injury. The Gerrit Cole injury changes it. They are no longer the best team in the American League, or at least the clear-cut. They might end up being the best team in the American League. That's still on the table, but they are not like heading in, okay, look, they're the best team in the American League. Let's hopefully just don't screw it up and get back to the World Series. Now it's going to be a grind. Now it's going to be a battle every day. Eddie in Rockland. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, McMonagle. What's happening?
Hey, Eddie. What's up?
First of all, at the McMonagle compound, do these kids have any chores or anything?
Yeah, sure.
They raking the leaves. They're getting ready for spring cleanup. They're shoveling the driveway.
No, they don't shovel the driveway.
You got
to rake them
cleaning out the chimney.
No, they don't clean the chimney either. No, they make their beds. They help me take the garbage out. They clean up after themselves. They help wash the dishes. They load the. How much garbage do I got?
Yeah, where's it going? Where are you taking it? What are you guys walking it to the dump? You put it outside, right?
Yes, we put it outside and then we walk it down the driveway. It's a long driveway. I'll get you the exact footage tomorrow. I'll measure it for you. And then
I think it doesn't matter if it's 10 feet or 1,000 feet. I'm pretty sure you'll still put it on the list. So
put it on the what list?
Of things that you do, the chores that you do.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, okay, exactly. Well, you asked the question.
Do you know today is National Middle Day Name?
Nobody knows.
Do you want to give? What do you mean?
Nobody knows
National
that. Middle?
You sure?
Yeah, okay. I'm positive. No one. I'm almost 100% sure. You just broke that news to anyone listening.
I know. Did you hear Ricky Ricardo say? Did you learn anything? You heard that, right?
Yes. Well, thank you for posting it. Yes, I did. He does not want Aaron Rodgers. That is true.
Right. So let me ask you a few questions here. Let me ramble off. First of all, if you got to say Sam Darnold played the best football, right? If he wasn't an ex-Jet or an ex-this, he would be on the top of the list. Will
for
Sam
what?
Darnold?
He's the top of the list
of free agents.
No, not for the Giants, necessarily.
No. If Sam Darnold didn't have a history with the Jets,
yeah,
he would probably be up for one of these jobs.
He is up for them jobs.
Not that they're calling him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the top. I think he's the top free agent quarterback on the market.
Here's the question. Will Sam Darnold or Daniel Jones have more wins than the Jets and the Giants combined next year?
So the two of them combined against the Giants and Jets combined?
Yeah.
No, the Jets and Giants will have more wins.
Okay. Man,
I don't know if Daniel Jones is going to get a starting job.
Oh, he'll get a job before the trade deadline. He'll get a job. There'll be some spot that needs to be taken.
Okay.
But what I don't get is these teams that need, you got to have the top dog quarterbacks that only got a 2-3 years life left in them, mm-hmm. and that's going to help you out next year for the Jets or the Giants. Why don't you just understand that? And they're not going anywhere, either of them. What is this press to get MVP, ex-future Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. We got to have that. Well, while the rest of the team doesn't
good,
think.
It's good players. Well, one, I'm not even sure that the rest of the Jets. First of all, the Jets roster does not stink. I think there's a lot of good players on the Jets roster.
If you don't know how to put it together, it stinks. What I saw on the field stunk.
The defense fell apart after the hill.
What did you see on the Jets or the Giants on the field that proves that they're ready to take the next step.
Again, I'm not looking for the next step. That's what I don't understand. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers comes here and wins them the Super Bowl or gets them to the NFC Championship game. I'm saying Aaron Rodgers comes in here, can put up some numbers, win some games, and help develop the young quarterback. That's it. That's what I want. I want the organization back on stable footing. I think with Malik Nabers, with Wandell Robinson, with Tracy, with Andrew Thomas playing left tackle and Illuminor playing right tackle, they're already heavy in the guard market. They might move Evan Neal to guard, fix the offensive line, get another wide receiver. You got Theo Johnson at tight end. I think Aaron Rodgers can come in here with Brian Daboll's offense, score some points, win some games, make us all feel a hell of a lot better about the franchise, and then help develop the young quarterback who starts next year with a little bit of momentum as they won a couple games this year. That's it.
Unbelievable.
That's some list. Yeah.
If the quarterbacks are taken 1 and 2 in the draft.
Yes.
Ward and Sanders.
Yeah.
Whatever order.
That'll bum me out.
What do you want to do then?
Take Hunter or Carter.
And for the Jets?
At 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably take, if both of those quarterbacks are gone, I would probably take a wide receiver or the tight end out of Penn State.
Right. And
what would you do? What would you do?
You want to know what I would do? I already told you what I would do.
What would
do.
You do?
I would say the same thing I told you the last 3 years while I was a Giant. I would trade down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stay in the top 10, address a wide receiver or tight end, right?
Right.
And then with my two extra second picks, I would get the future backup quarterback and an offensive line guy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's three offensive, and then I would start the quarterback. As far as the Jets, I threw this name out, but everybody's freaking out.
Yeah.
I would grab Malik Willis.
Yeah,
and I would take the best two, the fastest two wide receivers in the draft if I were the Jets. Whoever's the most dynamic on offense, if that's a running back and a wide receiver, or a tight end or a wide receiver, somebody that can move the ball down the field. And then let's see, get some electricity going. Because neither of the team has much electricity.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, you got to trade Malik.
Yeah, one thing on the Yankees, you know, I don't talk much baseball because it's kind of like a dead subject. But ever since you talked to Jerry Seinfeld, man, it's kind of been going down. He's put the curse on you, man.
You think that was it, Jerry Seinfeld?
I think it's going to be the Seinfeld curse, man, because you know why? Ever since then, the Yankees have been going, you know, problem after problem after problem.
Yeah, I mean, the Mets have had injuries too, unfortunately. Everyone's getting hurt by it. But yeah, no, I mean, I don't know if I have the Jerry Seinfeld curse. That it started way before then. I think it's the Freddie Freeman curse. That friggin' from that home run on, the Yankees were winning in that game. The Yankees retook the lead in that game after blowing the lead, retook it. And then Freddie Freeman hit that walk-off grand slam when they were an out away from winning game one. And from that moment on, other than the Volpe grand slam, nothing has gone the Yankees' way. That is true. I don't know if it's necessarily Jerry Seinfeld, but from that moment on, nothing has gone the way of the New York Yankees, including Juan Soto, who left the Mets. And now we're hearing that other teams wanted more money or were willing to give more money. And we know Juan Soto chose the New York Mets because of the family atmosphere. He wanted to be a Met. That's it. And for all us dumb Yankee fans who've been talking about how it was about the money, not about the money. He wanted to be a Met because the Mets are the greatest destination in the history of sports.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.